Today, we deviate from our usual practices because of the pending 4th of July holiday weekend. Just to set the mood for the change, we call upon the 60s group, the Easy Beats.
When they just don't go, when they go too slow, I'll have Friday on my mind.
True, we've got First Friday on our mind, so how do we talk about July arts events and get Friday off? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, sure, move our First Friday Arts segment to Wednesday. Same old flavor, different day. We alerted arts organizations from all over the region that we'd open our phone lines for news of arts events from the coming weeks. All anyone has to do to publicize an event is pick up a phone and call 800-838-3760. We actually have three phone lines open. I think we confused a few people moving First Friday to Wednesday. So that is the phone number. It is available, 800-838-3760. And let us start with Teresa from Shepherd's Dream on the Plaza in Ashland. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday on Wednesday.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. So, I just wanted to do a shout out to Randy for taking the art segment calls. He's quite friendly and I like him.
Oh, good. Glad Randy's settling in for you.
No kidding. Happy 50th. Also, you're celebrating 50 years on the air. That's pretty cool.
That is indeed. And we'll be out in the parade tomorrow in Ashland.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. So it's our pleasure to host once again the second month of Cindy Fowler. She does some really interesting wall hangings. She's hand-dyeing cotton yarn, and she scroll saws exotic woods, makes them into a puzzle, and that becomes the backdrop of her weavings. They're quite gorgeous, and they're beautiful. The exotic woods she's using are just absolutely incredible. I wish I could remember half of them because I love wood, but I don't remember all of them. She also brought in some really interesting drop-off Pendleton woolen pieces and has woven them into both area rugs and wall hangings, which are really quite interesting. It's the first time I've seen that, and I really love those as well. We were so excited to have a fiber artist, so this is our second month, and I have a special appearance with a couple that I discovered at Lithia Park about a month ago called Honey and the Bandit. And they're a local indie duo. I think I sent you a clip, didn't I?
You did, and you sent me a couple, and so I chose the one called The Wood. Let's hear that one.
Thank you.
I've got so inducted into your philosophy.
Is this a fairly standard thing, Teresa? You cruise the park and look at the people who are busking or just playing music and say, hey, you know, you can play at Shepherd's Dream?
Well, that is a pretty standard thing for me. I've been doing that for about 40-some-odd years, discovering people and having them play at shows I've done all over the country. So, yeah, it's pretty much who I am. And I discovered, I don't know if you remember, I sent you some information on a harpist, Casey Garcia, previously. Mm-hmm. So, yes, that is kind of one of the things I do. I discover new artists and musicians. And these two have been friends since they were about 15 years old. And we had a nice long talk with them on a little program I do. And, by the way, I did want to mention that Shepherd's Dream is in between Martoli's Pizza and a wonderful coffee company. For some reason, I just went blank.
It's the little coffee window right there on the plaza, right next to the Shakespeare
thank
stairs.
You. Yeah. I don't know why I went blank, but I did. Maybe I haven't had enough this morning. When are you guys going to come by?
One of these days. One of these days. So this is, so again, we're talking actually 2 days in advance of First Friday Art Walk in Ashland because we are here on Wednesday.
It comes on Friday this year, and this year we're talking on Wednesday. We did this once before, I think.
Possibly, yeah, and we try to make sure we get a First Friday in every month, but there you go. Okay. So First Friday Art Walk in 2 days. This is the Wednesday version of First Friday Arts, and that was Teresa from Shepherd's Dream. Teresa, always good to hear from you.
You too. Thanks.
Sure. Take it easy. A couple phone lines available now on First Friday Arts at 800-838-3760 as we turn to Valerie at the Oregon Cabaret Theater. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hi. Thanks so much. It's good to be back.
Good to have you. What do you got going on this time?
Well, we've got Mamma Mia, the ABBA musical, right now playing at the Cabaret. It opened last month, and before we even opened, we had sold out the first 3 weeks.
Wow.
So we are selling tickets like crazy. It plays all of this month. It closes August 18th, so you still have time to get tickets. But I would say if you want to see Mamma Mia before it closes, get your tickets now. I know we have some tickets left for tomorrow night, but that's it for the whole weekend. So if you want to go see it and rock out and bring your dancing queens, then you need to get on that and get some tickets at our website at OregonCabaret.com or at 541-488-2902.
Is that unusual to run one show for 2 months like that?
No, that's what we normally do.
Okay, all right.
We have long runs because we're such a small house that we need to, in order to keep up with ticket demand, we have to do a lot of performances.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Mamma Mia does run longer than a lot of our shows, a little bit longer. So it has 83 performances in all.
That's amazing to me, though, that even though with now a second Mamma Mia movie out, that people still want to see it indoors, which is great for you. And it's a fun show. I mean, it's really wonderful.
It's such a fun show. This is actually the second time I directed it was for the cabaret. And the first time I directed it, I found it was such a joy. The music and the nostalgia and just the heart mm-hmm. that you get from it with the characters and the character development. It's really a lovely show.
I would describe the end of the second Mamma Mia movie, but I might start actually tearing up here because it's crazy. All the descriptions of the second Mamma Mia movie were, this is horrible, it's awful, it's terrible, you got to go see it.
I loved it.
Uh-huh.
I will happily admit that I really enjoyed it.
It is just that kind of a thing. It's like you don't expect to want to like it, but there you are, and it's
nope,
a good time.
So, don't at all.
Mamma Mia through August 18th then at Oregon Cabaret. Okay, Valerie, always good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us on First Friday Arts.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Okay, it is First Friday Arts on Wednesday, I want to make clear. We do know that it is Wednesday, but we are not going to be here on Friday, so we just moved First Friday Arts and plunked it down on Wednesday instead, and we have a couple of phone lines available for your calls on arts events around the region. The phone number is 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760, and we turn now to Hyla Lipson at the Grants Pass Museum of Art. Hi, Hyla, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Jeffrey. And excuse me, but 50 years on the radio, would you start at 3?
50 years for the station.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. KSOR, the original flagship, signed out in 1969. I was 10 at the time.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, see, that's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good to clear that up. So the museum is so busy right now. It's really exciting, and I'm so happy that we get to tell everybody about this on your show. So we are continuing our exhibit of Turmoil and Tranquility, which are art quilts. The Studio Art Quilt Associates have created these, and they're from around the world. And the topic is Turmoil and Tranquility, and they are just awesome. And on July 14th and 15th, we're going to have a special quilters reception, even though the museum isn't normally open on Sunday and Monday. Because the Sisters Quilt Show is Saturday, we thought, oh, since there's 10,000 people that come to that, why don't we maybe open the museums because somebody might come through on I-5. And so we're going to have a reception from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. And on Sunday, we'll have a curator's talk at 2:30. So that should be really fun.
Yeah.
Our kids' classes have started, and they are in full swing. They're so much fun. You can sign up online. They're every Tuesday and Thursday, and they're $15 a child, and they're filling really fast. The first three have already sold out. So that's something to, you know, keep track of.
And what kinds of arts do the kids do in their classes?
Oh, my gosh. Everything from design elements, like yesterday we had perspective, to how to paint a terracotta pot, to clay monsters, to collage and Zentangle, and it's really fun.
Uh-huh. That sounds good.
And then our music series, you know what I don't talk about, and I really should, is that we have figure sketching every Monday afternoon from 1 to 3 with a live model. So the museum's closed on Monday, so we can do that. And it's $5 a person, and you can just sit and draw a person. It's very cool.
Wow. Just $5?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, yeah. On Mondays at the Grants Pass Museum. Okay. Uh-huh. And you were starting to talk about the music?
Our second poetry sharing is every second Friday. And this month the topic is Drive That Train. And I didn't know what that was until I looked it up, and I'm going, that's got music references. You probably know about that better than I do.
Grateful Dead reference?
Exactly.
Yep, Casey Jones.
Exactly. But I don't think you have to talk about that in if you're going to read the poetry. But that's every second Friday from 7 to 9, and that's really fun. And then our music series is continuing, and I sent you a clip. This month, Lipbone Redding is coming back. He's from New York, and he's known as kind of a one-man orchestra. And the next night after he does the concert, he's going to do something very unusual. He's apparently a prana sound meditation person, so uh-huh. He's going to lead a sound meditation on Wednesday. So Tuesday, the 16th is his concert. And I think I sent you a clip.
You did indeed. This is Lipbone Redding doing Cowgirls Meet on Guadalupe Street.
Sipping margaritas, Bailey's Irish cream, and my Lipbone showed up in his flying machine.
There are just so many places you could pull up a Lipbone Redding clip and just have him imitating an instrument. That is not a trombone. That is Lipbone Redding making the sound of the trombone with his lips.
And then he takes half of a castanet and he ties it to his shoe, and he becomes the percussion section of his concert.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him once if his lips tickle when he does that, and he looked at me and he said, "Of course they do."
And so when is he appearing at the Grants Pass Museum?
He will be appearing on the 16th, July 16th. It's $15 to get into the concert, and it's from 7 to 9. The doors open at 6:30.
Wow, what a wealth of stuff you have at the Grants Pass Museum. I'm always impressed by the offerings there.
Well, thank you. And then, to get a hold of us, you can call 541-479-3290, or our website is really accessible at gpmuseum.com.
Was that 479-3290?
And
gpmuseum.com. That makes it pretty easy. And we'll be linked to that from our website at jeffexchange.org. Hyla, always a pleasure to visit with you on First Friday Arts.
Oh, you too, and have a wonderful four-day holiday.
Okay, take care. Thanks. Is First Friday Arts. It is a Wednesday, but no confusion necessary. Just call us to tell us about arts events coming in the month of July. Tell us about a 4th of July observance in your community. 800-838-3760 to get into the conversation. We now turn to Josh Gross, who is taking off his usual Rogue Sounds hat and visiting us to talk about Puppeteers for Fears. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Jeffrey. What's going on?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm very tired. It's very early in the morning. I don't know how you do this every day.
I don't either.
I live the rock and roll life. It is bedtime, not getting up and talking on the radio time.
Okay, so before you cast off to sleep, tell us what you got going with Puppeteers for Fears.
We're about to leave on our West Coast tour. This weekend, we're doing our tour kickoff show at the Black Sheep in Ashland. And then the following weekend, we're leaving and we're going to Brookings, Coos Bay, Corvallis, Portland, Seattle, Bend, Boise, Sacramento, the Bay Area, Dunsmuir, Redding, back home. So we're hitting a lot of the sort of Jefferson Public Radio broadcast area, pretty much almost everything between the Bay Area and Seattle.
And what is the current show?
The current show is called Cattle Mutilation, the Musical. it's about Bigfoot, UFOs. We wanted something that was quintessentially Southern Oregon, so we're like, we wanted to write a show that would people in Southern Oregon would think of as like a documentary. So we're like, Bigfoot. It's about Bigfoot. Because, you know, we tell people we're doing a show about Bigfoot, and they're like, oh, I've seen him. Like, right. No, it's a show. It's a fiction. It's a rock and roll musical. And they're like, right, but I've seen Bigfoot. And they're like, okay. And then next thing you know, you're like off in a weird land. But, you know, hey, that's home. So
true. I can't wait to see the Bigfoot puppet. And we have a clip that you guys sent ahead of Bigfoot. There's parts of the song I don't want to reveal because I don't want to blow some of the surprises in here. So I kept it fairly generic. But here's Bigfoot singing.
What do they call me? They call me Bigfoot. They call me Sasquatch. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Yeti. They call me Monster. That's not my name.
Okay, we're all doing the pony in the studio now. You guys got that 60s beat down pretty well.
Oh, yeah, that's actually a little lick we stole from a band called the Ting Ting. It's kind of a joke thrown in. They have this whole song where they call me something, and Mona Lisa, that's not my name. It's a great gag, though. I mean, if you've never seen us before, Puppeteers for Fears is a all-original rock and roll musical theater company that performs with puppets and a live band. It's like some people, it's kind of like if Rocky Horror were done by the Muppets. You know, we perform in sort of unusual spaces a lot. A lot of times we do rock clubs more often than theaters. And we try to make our shows as sort of like engaging and unusual. And basically the kind of theater we call it theater for people that never realized that they had a reason to like theater before, you know.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, it really does speak to theater people. One of the things we tend to do with that is to sort of sneak in a lot of like fourth wall breaking stuff and a lot of like references. So like this soundtrack, which is one of the best ones we've ever done, like every song on it is a hit. It's kind of based in surf rock, but it also like every so often will sneak in something from another song, kind of like a joke, like the way like in hip hop, they would sample something and you'd be like, oh, hey, look at that. It's almost like a little sort of sly wink to the audience. And that particular clip that you pulled out right there is one of those moments.
Well, there's a Celine Dion moment of the same song. I won't give it away, but people can figure it out.
Yeah. I think it's actually Eric Carmen. But there's a lot of 80s soft rock little bits, but it's, you know, then you're suddenly like, wait a second, is that Oingo Boingo? Wait a second, is that Motorhead? And the answer is almost always yes. And I almost handed out a bingo card to people. But this is a super fun show. It's about aliens, there's UFOs, there's Bigfoot, there's like weird family issues. It's about, you know, parents trying to connect with their kids. It's about even when they come from the Crab Nebula. It's about different cultures trying to come together. It's about everyone having to learn together, live together. It's so bizarre. And a friend of mine gave me a great compliment about it. She said the thing she liked about this show was that every time something, she had literally no idea what was going to happen, which, because a lot of times you see a show, you're like, okay, I see where this is going. They're going to catch the killer in the end. Not this one. You will have no idea what this is. This show is completely bananas.
So, Josh, when you mentioned the kickoff at the Black Sheep, which night, what time?
Yeah, so Saturday at the Black Sheep, Saturday, July 6th, we're going to be at the Black Sheep. That show is scheduled to start at 9 p.m. I recommend people show up at least a half an hour early. Those local bar shows in Ashland tend to get really, really full, and the good tables go pretty quickly. And then the rest of the information, like I said, we're going up over through the coast, Central Oregon, down into Northern California.
We'll link to your website from the First Friday Arts blurb on jeffexchange.org so people can go straight in there and take a look at the Puppeteers for Fears itinerary.
Or check it out on Facebook. We made a cool music video for that song that Jeffrey played called Bigfoot's Lament.
Okay. Looking forward to it. Josh, enjoy the tour. We'll see you back here for Rogue Sounds at the beginning of August.
Yeah, thanks, man.
All right, take care. This is First Friday Arts on a Wednesday on the Jefferson Exchange. It looks like our final call goes to Susan at the Collaborative Theater Project in Medford. Welcome back to the Exchange.
Thank you, and happy 4th of July to you.
Thank you.
We are opening a wonderful new musical on Friday, July 5th, and it's Death Takes a Holiday. It's directed by Todd Nielsen, who did Million Dollar Quartet at the Cab a little while ago. And the book is by Thomas Meehan and Peter Stone of Titanic, Nine, Annie, Hairspray, and Producer's fame. And the score is by Maura Easton, who is associated with Titanic and Grand Hotel and Phantom. So the book and the score are absolutely incredible. It's set in 1922. It's based on a 1924 story about Death taking a weekend off because he's just sick of doing his job. And
that'll be fun as a musical.
Yeah, it's a perfect holiday musical because he does take a holiday, and of course while he's on holiday nobody dies, but he falls in love and he wants to experience human emotions, and he falls in love with Grazia, who's the daughter of a Italian count and countess, and it's just an incredible story about true love and relationships and what it means to be human.
And Susan, and opening on Friday the 5th and then closing when? How long does it run?
Yeah, it opens Friday, July 5th, and it closes August 4th. So it's 5 weekends, Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, and Sunday matinees. And our opening night, we always have an opening night gala, and our opening night gala is catered by Porter's. They have been gracious enough to do this for us in the past, and they provide all kinds of light snacks and some wine, and that is free to opening night guests. Mm-hmm. And festivities start on Friday at 6:45. The normal curtain time on the evening performances is always 7:30. And the matinees are 1:30.
Okay, a collaborative theater project in the Medford Center, pretty much right across from Cold Stone Creamery.
Yeah, if you want a quick snack on a hot night before you see a show, you stand in their doorway and you look right across, and there we are.
Okay, thanks so much for calling once again, and best of luck with the opening of Death Takes a Holiday at Collaborative Theater Project, opening this Friday, July 5th. That'll close our First Friday on Wednesday segment, and to get us to the break, let us take in a July song from Laura Veers. This is called July Flame. Thanks for listening to the Jefferson Exchange.